For a recent essay assignment, Miosha Ferris stood in front of her class and asked for a little tolerance from those obsessed with sin and punishment.
I would like people to just stop picking at homosexuality of being the number one sin.
As Miosha progressed through elementary and middle school, she became more interested in dressing like a boy. Now a senior at Polytechnic High School in Fort Worth, she is quick to tell people that she's gay. In a religious community, she feels judged.
It hurts my feelings and makes me mad because everybody sins every day.
Miosha is not the type to take this bullying quietly. LGBTQ students have historically been a target for bullies, and Polytechnic has clubs and resources to help them. Messages against bullying are often read over the school's loudspeaker, a reflection of the alarm that many educators feel since some high-profile suicides of bullied gay kids.
No, I've never really got bullied in my life. Some people get offended when they're being called a faggot. But to be honest, I don't let it faze me. I just keep going.
This senior at Polytechnic shied away from the bullying label, even when hearing what most people would think of as hate speech. We're not sharing his name because he says he hasn't told his father that he's gay and fears that his father will get angry.
I do plan on telling him, but he should know because he asked me if I was gay and I told him no, though. But he should know by the way I act, by the way I talk, the way I socialize with other people.
Some LGBTQ kids now find that schools are safer than home. What about kids that get singled out and picked on for being overweight or poor or just different? Margaret Gutierrez says she faced constant, brutal teasing when she was younger for being chubby. Her teachers stayed out of it until she fought back after a kid insulted her dad.
At the time, he had been taken into custody, like jail. And so whenever they were picking on me, they brought that up. And I got really upset and I kind of swung. He had to get 5 stitches in his eyebrow.
The school made Margaret write an apology letter. Margaret says the bullying eventually stopped and she doubts that she was damaged by it.
By the time I got to 8th grade, it kind of stopped because I guess people around me were growing up, maturing, realizing that it was wrong. It was actually hurting people. And I mean, in the long run, it made me stronger now that I'm in 12th grade.
Margaret, now a senior at Dubisky Career High School in Grand Prairie, is proud of surviving childhood bullying. She recently ran into the boy she'd fought with and sent to the emergency room.
He came and apologized to me. I mean, it felt a little late, but it was still nice that he did, and he remembered that.
For all the tough new rules and national conversations about bullying, childhood is still treacherous to navigate. For KERA News, I'm Diana Douglas.